Greetings, New Year's pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob coming to you with this fourth installment of our New Year launching pad. I hope it's going well for you. We've got a really interesting little devotion today from Michael Casey. We've got some nice background music playing for us. This is called Monday Morning Sunrise by Tim Janis. Monday Morning Sunrise. Maybe should have saved it for Monday. I don't know. Or maybe we need a little Monday morning sunrise on Thursday. Amen. How about that? Well, and then there's the cinnamon cider candle. This has been one of my favorites through our time together. And the candle holder is just beautiful. White ivory. Thanks to Jerry Winters and his boutique. That was a nice gift. And today we're going with just the straight up green tea. A doctor back in Kentucky taught me to drink at least 7 cups of green tea a day. You get the healthiness of the actual green tea, and you get the water. You know, you get a lot of water because tea, spoiler alert, is boiled water before it becomes tea. See there? And if you boil water, put it in a cup and put a tea bag in there, you've got tea. Oh, God, it's so good. All right. Well, let's get to today's devotion. It's called Invisible. It's really about the kingdom of God, one of Pastor Bob's favorite subjects. I hope you're not getting tired of it because it's everything there is about life with God. The kingdom of God, that's where we want to live. And how do you do that, actually? How do you live? You know, the first thing that Jesus said, the words that are actually quoted by Jesus, the first words quoted by Jesus in the very first gospel written. Have you heard me say this before? It's on our website, too. He says, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. It's here. It has arrived. There's no more to be done on God's or Jesus's part. Now it's in our hands. So I hope with that kind of context, you'll hear this devotion and gain some spiritual insight, which will give you peace and wisdom, which can only come from God. So here we go. Invisible on January 14th, 2021. He says this, Michael Casey, no one can observe the coming of God's kingdom. Although we are often warned that the day of the Lord will come upon us like a thief in the night, this is not the reason why we do not see it coming. The hiddenness of the kingdom is not due to its creeping up on us stealthily, but because it has already arrived. The kingdom is present, yet invisible, present and active, though remaining unseen. And it is unseen because we lack the eyes capable of perceiving it. You know, bats can hear more than we can hear. And eagles can see more than we can see. And dogs can scent more than we smell. Yet we are ever so confident, that there is nothing beyond what we can hear, see, or smell. Even so, it is not so easy to convince people of the reality of the spiritual world that in some way permeates our tangible universe and yet remains unseen. When we proclaim the kingdom of God is among us, the usual response is, Pastor Bob, don't tell us, show us. That's not exactly how it's in the Michael Casey book. He goes on, Even ardent religious practitioners struggle against this invisibility, and I say amen. The transcendence of the utterly other God is a difficult message to communicate. Perhaps we try to replace the unseen God with idols, or to channel the deep spiritual impulses of the heart into external rituals. Or, sometimes, we dumb down the mystery, reducing the teaching of Christ to systems of morality or metaphysics. Maybe we strive to create useful religion in which good works predominate over the more fundamental obligation to be entranced by the mystery of the all-holy God. I'm going to repeat that. Maybe we strive, or you strive, or I strive, to create quote-unquote useful religion in which good works predominate over the more fundamental obligation to be entranced by the mystery of the all-holy God. Sidebar here from Pastor Bob. If you do participate in ministry, so to speak, in deeds, in good works, and you do not have the heart for the mystery of the all-holy God when you're doing it, then you're a government social service agency or a nonprofit community group. It's only when the mystery of the all-holy God is revealed to you in your good works that you know you are serving God. Take the Christmas dinners, for instance. Any group in town could have done that and delivered the boxes successfully. But Vine Street Christian Church did it with spirit, being fed by the Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit. And all those that participated in the delivery that day felt the Holy Spirit. So it wasn't just a group of people giving boxes of dinners to people who need them, which is always good, but it was a spiritual experience for those who were doing it. They were transformed in the giving because they became entranced by the mystery of the all-holy God. I'll continue. The apparent absence of God gives power to the persecutor's hand. If he be the Son of God, let him come down from the cross. How many horrific acts are perpetrated on believers and unbelievers alike, while God remains silent? Where is God when all this is happening? To wrap up, Michael Casey says this: believers are called to be the interface between the unseen God and an unbelieving world. Again, believers like you and I are called to be the interface between the unseen God and the unbelieving world. Even though their faith is far from perfect, from their contact with God, they are empowered to reach out to those in need. Say amen, church. To make visible the proactive compassion of a loving God, the proactive compassion of a loving God who is the source of an energy that allows them to do what otherwise would seem impossible, feeding 100 boxes, 400 dinners on a chilly Christmas Eve afternoon during a 3-hour period might be one of those that might seem impossible, and having the expense covered before the meeting ended might seem impossible, and having many disciples show up for the whole time period to help in the process might seem impossible. But God is the source of an energy that allows us to do what otherwise would seem impossible. So don't claim that things people in our church feel called to do, including you, could ever be impossible if it's God laying it on your heart. Because as I say often, and you can say it with me, with God, anything is possible. And if it's calling from God, He will give us everything we need, everything, to make it possible. Last line from Michael Casey. God becomes more visible by our love. It all comes back to love. Amen. Hey, just want to make a couple notes, church notes for you. If you weren't a part of it, we had a very inspiring board meeting last night. Things are moving in God's ways in this church, and our leaders are being led by the Holy Spirit, and it's just a blessing to just observe and listen to and watch. So I want to pass that along to all of you out there, that this church is not falling behind, it's not diminishing, it's not laying low, or it's not laying back. It's moving, and it's growing, and it's an amazing miracle to watch. We do have a worship team meeting tonight. The worship team, by the way, since our other committees aren't really meeting, the worship team has kind of become this hub of work. We're kind of the work team for the board and for the church, the ministry team and the Sunday service team. So feel free to just log in, and if you just want to listen to it, that's perfectly all right. It's tonight at 7, so just let me know if you want to be a part of that. Best way to get me is text me, but you can email too, and I'll send you the link to the Zoom meeting. Now, next week at 7, this group will have its regular discussion group on Zoom next Wednesday at 7 p.m., and the invitation for that will probably go out next Wednesday morning, if not Tuesday, and that goes to you. It comes in this email. So, be ready for that next Wednesday. That's an even deeper spiritual experience. Hey, I hope you liked last Sunday's service, and I encourage you to pass along tips, suggestions, comments, questions, concerns. We're just trying to experiment with a new way of doing the service that's more inspiring and appealing from a viewer's standpoint. And we don't know all there is to know about that, but you might know something we need to know. So keep watching and let us know what you think. As a tease, this Sunday we're going to break out two new segments. One is going to be called Kids Chapel, and we're going to have a special guest performing the Kids Chapel devotion for us, and very special person in the church, so you can look forward to that. And another segment we're going to have is Sunday Stage. We're going to have another one of our blessed musical members with us on Sunday to share a couple songs with us. That's Mary Huffman. So how's that for a tease? I'm just putting it out there. You know it's going to be good. All right. That's enough for today. Let us pray. Unseen God, show yourself to us who seek your face so that we may point the way to those who are searching for an unknown God. Let your glory shine on earth. May your kingdom come. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. We make this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our King. Amen.